This weekend, a celebrated pianist continues to explore the genius of Beethoven. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, his fourth piano concerto remains one of the most intriguing masterpieces in the repertoire.
Beethoven's fourth piano concerto begins quietly with the piano. It was an unusual move for the time.
Well, he was a very radical man with very, very revolutionary musical ideas.
Pianist Yefim Bronfman.
Usually the traditional concerto of the time was to have an orchestra introduction, then a soloist would come in, but not in this case.
Bronfman has recorded the whole cycle of Beethoven piano concertos. The fourth, he says, has a particular tenderness that attracts him.
I think that the heavenly qualities of this piece really are very, very special, you know, when the kind of dolce aspect of this. Beethoven wrote more pianissimos in this concerto than any other piece that I can think of, and more dolce and expressivos than any other piece as well.
Elsewhere, the piano and orchestra converse with dramatically different dynamics.
This second movement, when there is that dominating orchestra force playing, and then piano's response is pianissimo, and it's like two opposite forces that have a friction. Feelings and dynamics are part of this universe.
This Sunday afternoon, WRTI's Philadelphia Orchestra Concert broadcast features Yefim Bronfman playing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. Semyon Bishkov conducts.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.